This poem is about the invitation, the old-time invitation as they used to be given at the end of a preaching service, and which is not done much by fundamentalists anymore. And yet, many hearts have been broken in the past through the singing of an invitational hymn, such as the singing of Just As I Am. And the individual, through these invitational hymns, saw themselves for what they really were. That's what this poem is all about. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. As the man sat and listened to what the preacher had to say, his thoughts kept drifting back to a scene from another day. There was a little Baptist church set back, sort of out of the way, where a boy and his family went to worship. You'd find them there most every Sunday. The preacher behind the sacred desk was an old and a gray-haired man who shouted the gospel with fire in his eyes as he waved his gnarled old hands. As the old man preached the gospel, the boy felt conviction in his heart. He knew that he ought to get saved. He knew it right from the start. So he walked the aisle for Jesus when the invitation was given. He'd hoped that it might change the kind of life that he'd been living. So he would join that little church just as his family before him had, and be baptized in the river. That'd make his family glad. But he weren't trusting the Lord to save him from his sins. So this religious endeavor was all in vain. It would bring no peace within. Fear was tying his stomach in knots as he faced that gruffy old man. So he blurted out, "I want to join the church," as he took him by the hand. The old man spoke very softly, as he looked him in the eye. He said, "Jesus died for your sins, young man. Won't you trust him before you die? We'd love to have you in the church. Make your mom and daddy right proud. But it wouldn't save your soul from hell or separate you from the devil's crowd." He put his big arms around the boy and held him gently to his chest. Softly whispered in his ear, to trust Jesus Christ would be the best. He died for your sins on Calvary that day when God judged him on the cross. Now to join this church without trusting him would make his death as nothing but loss. Why, to join this local church without being saved by God's grace would be a rejection of his merciful love and a slap in our dear Savior's face. Son, God loves you very much, and he wants you in his home above. But to let you join this local church would be a mark of his precious love. Then the young boy began to cry, and his tears filled his eyes. He said, "Preacher, I just want to get saved so I can go to heaven when I die. I believe that Jesus died for my sins when they nailed him to the cross. I don't want to hurt him no more. I just don't want to be lost. I just want him to know that I love him and trust him with all my heart. If he'll just take me as I am, I know that God won't put me apart." Then the old man hugged him real tight and said, "Son, he loves you too. I want you to know right now, you've just done the best thing that you could do." Now all that seems so long ago, and he still loves that dear old man, for he made him see the gospel clearly as he showed him God's salvation plan. Come home, our weary come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling home.